Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting your zip code to locate the account, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm not even sure if I do have an account. I was calling just to see, but my zip code is 07866.
Okay, thank you. And the first and last name, please.
It's David Cromwell.
Okay, and I'm not locating an account for you, Mr. Cromwell. How can I help you, though?
No, that was it, and that's fine. I just happened to notice when I was ordering through this website, I was ordering these Clear Buds, which was like earphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had noticed in terms and conditions about possibly being registered into a shipping program. So, but it didn't say anything about like I was or I had an account or anything like that. It was just something I was reading, so it might not pertain to the particular order that I was doing. So,
gotcha.
So that's what,
do you remember putting any of your card information and making a payment for those earbuds?
I did, yes. Yeah. Well, I only made it like a shipping and handling payment because it was through like a survey that I had done online.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a confirmation email of your order?
Confirmation? I got an order number, but I don't know about an email confirmation.
What's your order number?
Because I got them yesterday. The order number was 960043. That's what it says on the packing slip, and I wrote that down when I ordered it. But I don't think I had a separate order besides that.
Okay, and that order, that's, I think that's probably something the warehouse goes by. If you remember what date that you placed your order, is it possible that you could go back to your emails to see if you got the confirmation email of your order and it would have some more detailed information inside of that email?
Okay, yeah. Do you mind holding just for a second?
Sure.
I can check. Let me see. On the email, it says 960043 as well, ordered on March 18th.
Okay. Is there a different customer service number in that email?
Let's see. Let's see, there might be, maybe it is a different number. So it says 855-582-6559.
Is that the same number you dialed to speak with me?
No, it's not. I had a different number
Okay. Written
down in the terms
contact
of the part.
Contact that customer service number, and they should be able to assist you.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.